43 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock on a Monday. It's the ninth day of June, 52 degrees. We're going to make our way to a high today of 83, James Timberlake.
Should be nice.
Going to be a beautiful day in the neighborhood all week long.
Yeah.
80s. I think the only, we have 75 for Thursday. There's that slight chance of showers, but otherwise it's 80s all week.
All right.
Ninth day of June.
Like that?
Yeah. Dick Vitale, sports commentator.
Yeah.
Known for college basketball commentary.
Dickie V. Yeah, legend.
86 today. Michael J. Fox, actor, 64.
Okay.
Johnny Depp, 62 today.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. Well, let's look at the date book today. 1870. Author Charles Dickens dies in England on this date.
Okay.
1931, Goddard patents the rocket-fueled aircraft design. Okay.
Huh.
Goddard.
When was that?
1931.
Okay. So a little ahead of his time.
A little ahead. But he just did the rocket fuel aircraft. He just did the design.
Right.
And then he left that to the rocket protectors to figure out how to get it in the air.
Well, and it took a little bit longer after that.
Yeah.
Just 1931. A bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Goddard. I like that. You got a one name, just like Cher, you know.
True. Yeah.
I like these people with one name. Do you wish you ever had a one name? You were just one name?
I mean, if it were just James, no. That's pretty that doesn't do a whole lot.
James.
Yeah, that doesn't do a whole lot.
Play by play this weekend, James.
Yeah, that's it. No, that
doesn't. That's it.
That doesn't do a whole, that's not very expansive.
Come on, man. You can't do James doing play-by-play this weekend.
No,
I think you should rebrand yourself here. Just James.
Just James?
Just James. Leave out the just.
I'd be competing James with a lot of people, I think. Especially, like, there's a lot of, Spanish League soccer players that go by just their first name.
Right, right.
So, and James is a popular, James is a popular name.
What was it?
Isn't it Hummus?
Hummus? Really?
James? I think that's how they say it. Really? I could be totally wrong about that.
Oh, man.
I think that's how they say it.
I like hummus.
I'll say
to eat.
Jaime. That's what it is. Jaime.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
It's Monday. I'm figuring things out.
It's all right. It's all right.
Jaime.
Yeah.
My mom calls me that all the time.
Does she?
Yeah.
Okay. Why?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. You should ask her
good
sometime.
Question. Yeah.
1869, Charles Elmer Ayers sold his first root beer in Philadelphia.
Okay.
You know, I was in Cody, a few of our broadcast friends, for our family over there, the broadcast family of Shared Media team. We did extremely well in the awards divisions. But going through Grable.
Yeah.
Driving through Grable, the A&W.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't open when I drove by. I was like, dang it.
How is it that they have an A&W in Grable, but we don't have one? How is that possible?
I don't know, but
of all the places.
You know, they still had the old menu outside where you pull up in the car. I just like, this is so awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it's so cool.
And their root beer?
Always good.
Second to none. 1869. Charles Elmer Ayers sold his first root beer. The old A&W.
If I'm ever going to an A&W, I'm always getting a
burger.
I'm getting a root beer float. That's number one.
Anything like that.
Yeah.
You don't walk away hungry. That's for sure. Because you're going to go, I want a float. I want some ice cream.
Yeah.
I want a burger. Fries.
I want to fill up before I leave.
Yeah, you will.
I want to fill myself up.
I just had to chuckle when I drove by. I was just like, there's the A&W, man. Mm-hmm. As a kid, we worked at the A&W, and we'd fill up jugs of A&W root beer to take home.
Man, jugs?
Jugs, yeah.
All right.
That was when we pop or soda, however you want to call it.
Soda pop
was dessert.
Yeah, true.
Basically, yeah, we didn't get much dessert. Maybe a little ice cream. Maybe
if you're
too much
float, you get ice cream.
I know. 1915 in the date book. Les Paul was born in Wisconsin.
Okay.
In the 40s and 50s, he transformed popular music by inventing the solid body electric guitar.
Oh, okay. That's why I know his name.
Yeah. You have one of those guitars? Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely recognize. Yeah. I recognize the name. I just couldn't remember what it was for. But yeah, this is a very famous person for that.
Oh, absolutely. Strawberry Rhubarb Pie Day. Man. Nothing better.
That sounds good.
Hey, we want to thank a great listener brought us donuts on Friday,
true.
James.
I made the call out. I knew somebody would follow through. I knew it.
Thank you for bringing donuts to the office on Friday. It was donut day.
And
it was
boy,
like jelly-filled donut day and donut day. And
yeah, there was another. It was two types of different types of donuts.
I know. I think they should have those on separate days.
Well.
You know.
I would disagree with you because I had multiple donuts.
Did you have
Friday.
Multiple donuts?
Oh, yeah. There were many ones, so I was okay with getting them.
Well, that's all right.
Buy them.
It makes you feel better when they're small.
That's true.
Except if you have 60 of them.
Yeah. Just don't have, don't go overkill.
Don't pound the entire package. We had like four sleeves of them, man. Yeah, I know. Thank you.
They were delicious.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Shout out to the listener.
I know.
They were listening.
They were listening. We appreciate that. In Germany, a woman living with more than 40 goats,
what a start to a story.
I know, was evicted from her rental home.
Okay.
Oh, man, come on.
The goats stayed, though, I guess?
Yeah, the goats, I don't know.
Why not? Just
that's a lot of goats.
That is a lot of goats. Too many goats. Especially, I don't know anybody that has goats inside the house. Was that implied, I guess?
Yeah. Yeah, most of them were living in, and they were roaming in and out.
I guess that makes sense.
Door open.
I mean, the eviction kind of makes sense at that point then, right? You know?
For you runners out there, there's a record for barefoot running. Wow. And you have to have some pretty hard bottom of your feet.
I would.
Andrew Snoop of the USA set a 24-hour barefoot run record. He ran 137 miles.
There's no way that's good for.
How do you do that?
Their feet.
Without just ripping the skin off the bottom of your feet.
I don't know. There's no way that's good for them. There's no way.
Wow. It's the longest barefoot run.
I could have guessed that.
Wow. 137 miles. 24 hours. You know what the longest one ever is? This guy ran 2,118 miles. Not like in one day, but over the course of several days.
I want to push back on that a little bit, because in the days where we were cavemen, that's all we were doing.
Right.
So, I mean, they were running thousands of miles without feet or without any sort of foot coverings, you know.
So let me get your feeling on this story. California high school sophomore, you probably saw this. Clara Adams won the 400-meter state championship.
Mm-hmm.
But her title was stripped away after her father and coach told her she was, quote, on fire. And
what?
Celebrated by spraying a fire extinguisher on her shoes.
They were disqualified because of that?
California Interscholastic Federation officials disqualified her for unsportsmanlike conduct after her victory.
Where'd she get the fire extinguisher?
Well, it's one of those little portable ones.
Oh, okay.
And it was for a, you know, it's like... You're so good, you're on fire, spraying the shoes.
I get the idea.
I've seen that before. People have done that. They disqualified her.
I mean, that's a good celebration, in my opinion. I would use that. I guess, but what?
Do you disqualify her?
No. For what? For celebrating with a fire extinguisher that they apparently just had?
Well, it was a prop. They had it for that reason. She's probably going to win it.
Yeah. You bring the fire extinguisher?
Right.
That is crazy.
Right.
Because then if you lose, you just have a portable fire extinguisher on hand. And then you're lying to everybody. And be like, I always just bring this.
I always just have this, just in case
I
win.
Know.
You never know if I'm going to win a race. If I am, I'm going to showboat it.
No, I wouldn't. No. No, I would not disqualify that person. Maybe maybe a talking to.
Maybe.
Okay, let's not do that again.
Yeah, maybe something. But,
disqualify you.
She,
just because she...
She won.
Just because... She, yeah, exactly. Just because she... She spray. I don't even know what it is that she's spraying. I guess whatever that stuff is.
If there's a rule, then you should probably look at that before you want to do something like that.
I highly doubt that there is a rule that states in their rule book you cannot, rule 34A-B1A.
R549.
Yeah, you cannot spray your feet with fire extinguisher fluid after winning a race. I don't think that's in the rule book.
Okay. Have you ever done this? Driving your car after you just went through the car wash? You know, still wet?
Yeah.
Did you drive a little bit faster to try to dry it out?
Yes, I have definitely done that.
Police in Holland ticketed a man caught speeding. Jeez, he was going... Dude, I don't think you have to go 100 miles an hour in a 45 zone.
That's a lot.
That's booking. He's just told me, I was just drying my car after I washed it.
That, at that point, that feels like a lie, if I'm being honest with you. I don't believe that person at all.
I wonder how many times they have done that, though. Pulled people over, and they said, I was just drying my car.
That's a new one for me. I haven't heard that before.
You haven't heard that before?
No. I mean, I've done that, but I've never used that as an excuse for getting pulled over.
Okay. Look for James's car after the car wash.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. With the car wash is where they are.
They got the dryers. Man.
Yeah. Well, and also, if you're going to do that, the highway is usually like right next. And you just hop on the highway. And then you can go 70.
Yeah, just get on the interstate if you want to.
Yeah.
And you can go 75.
75 miles an hour.
There you go. You'll dry it off and be trying to get to the other end of the town.
And you're good.
Okay.
Just go all the way down to the Common Sense and back, and you're probably dry.
Okay, speaking of long trips, scientists have discovered a group of painted lady butterflies.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Here's the deal, James. They flew over 2,600 miles across the Atlantic Ocean.
Whoa.
I know. From West Africa to the French Guinea in South America. This is the longest transoceanic flight ever documented for an insect. Researchers utilized all kinds of genetic analysis, pollen, DNA, chemical signatures in the butterfly's wings to trace their origin back to habitats in Europe and Africa. The butterflies likely traveled nonstop for like eight days.
I didn't even know they could do that.
I had no idea either. 2,600 miles across the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, that's a long ways. That's a long ways for them too.
Dang, let's find a route that has an island or two we can stop at.
Yeah, that would be that's a journey.
Then on the ocean, paleontologists have discovered a remarkable preserved fossil of a three-eyed marine predator that lived 500 million years ago.
Great,
offering new insight into the evolution of complex life during the Cambrian period. This creature, nicknamed Mosura, was found in the Burgess Shale in British Columbia.
Man,
that's a treasure trove of ancient life there. According to sources, the fossil features a distinct third eye centered on its head, along with a sharp frontal claw, go figure, and a segmented body built for swimming, indicating it was agile and extremely dominant.
We really don't know anything about what's going on in the ocean, huh?
We don't.
Just really nothing at all.
Wow.
Back then and even barely now.
A third eye is rarely seen in fossils.
Yeah. Well, no kidding.
Well, it needed something.
I guess so. I want to grow one of those. I'll take a third eye.
Do you put it on the front or back of your head?
On my head? That's a good question. I've never pondered that.
You've never thought about that, have you, James?
I feel like if I would have a third eye on the back of my head, I'd probably get dizzy.
Well, unless you kept it closed all the time.
I guess.
Then there's these cool guys. Researchers, University of Beirut, have become the first to use gene editing on spiders, creating genetically modified arachnids that can spin glowing red silk.
Cool.
Wow. Okay.
That's pretty cool.
Nice. Trivia today. Do you know how to parallel park? If I asked you the question, James, you know how to parallel park.
You know,
could you say yes definitively?
Bob, I'm not one to brag very often, but I think I'm a pretty good parallel parker.
Oh, okay.
You're
in the minority. 75% of people said they do not know how to parallel park.
Really? Interesting. Once you, there's a diagram that I saw one time that kind of perfectly laid it out for me,
right,
and explained it in a way that made a lot of sense,
right.
And once I saw that, I was like, okay, I know where to line up, how to
right.
line up as I'm backing up and everything right. like that, and I figured it out.
Right.
It's all it took.
You know what I'm not real fast at it. I can do it, mm-hmm. obviously, but what I get impatient with, I just don't want to hold people up.
Yeah, it gets a little awkward.
It gets awkward.
If you're holding people up.
Okay, and I don't want to hold people up because I may not be the fastest parallel parker, but I can parallel park.
Yeah.
So we're in the minority, James.
We can do it.
We can do it, man.
Hey, nothing wrong with just backing out, doing it again, you know?
That's right.
Who cares?
Everybody will wait for you.
Why not?
You're listening to KROE Sharon at 8 o'clock.